For months now, Michael Berg has been trying to learn the circumstances leading up to his son's death in Iraq. Nick Berg was the young American businessman whose videotaped beheading shocked the world last May. Yesterday, Mr. Berg finally met with government officials in Washington, D.C., NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Nick Berg was in a Mosul detention center with U.S. officials' knowledge for 13 days before being released. After that, Nick Berg was abducted and killed by Islamic extremists. Had he been released earlier, Berg might have left Iraq before being captured. Yesterday, Nick Berg's father finally got to ask officials from the Coalition Provisional Authority and the Army's Criminal Investigation Division questions about when his son was detained and what happened when he was released. Here, Berg says, is how the conversation went.
Why did it take 7 days before we were notified? We don't know. Why wasn't he allowed to call us? They didn't know. Why wasn't he allowed to have legal counsel there? They didn't know.
Berg says that conversation is characteristic of his interactions with the government in the months since his son's detention. Last April, his wife emailed State Department representatives in Iraq trying to learn the timeline of her son's final days. She asked officials to go to the hotel where Nick Berg had been staying to find out whether he had checked out of the hotel before he vanished.
They were given the answer that Nick was not there, that no Westerner had been in that hotel for the last several weeks.
Then Washington Post reporters in Iraq offered to make the same inquiry.
They got a copy of the register with Nick's name on it,
along with the date of his checkout, a list of the things he left in his room, and the exact words Nick Berg said as he left the hotel.
Goodbye, I'm going home to America.
A spokeswoman from the State Department's Bureau of Consular Affairs confirms that the Bureau sent someone to the hotel with a photograph of Nicholas Berg. She says nobody at the hotel recognized the photograph, which was then taken to other hotels in the neighborhood. Again, nobody recognized the picture. There were no State Department representatives at yesterday's meeting with Michael Berg. Berg's congressman, Republican Jim Gerlach of Pennsylvania, helped set up the meeting.
I can understand his being frustrated that all the questions weren't answered today, and that's a simple fact that not all the agencies were present in the meeting today.
Gerlach says he hopes to set up another meeting with representatives from the FBI and State Department. Michael Berg says that after all of the frustration and delay setting up the first meeting, he doesn't know if he'll attend another. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.